Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, and we are with Mike Goodwin, city editor for the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Well, let's start with MyPayroll, and that company has had some serious problems. We've been following it. Get us up to date.
Yeah, last year's collapse of the Clifton Park-based company left thousands of workers looking for recourse when they discovered their paychecks had been reversed and they had nowhere to turn to get their money back when the company collapsed. It exposed pitfalls in the lightly regulated payroll processing industry and really dropped a lot of jaws when people realized there was no infrastructure that sort of oversaw how companies like MyPayroll and others operated. Yesterday, a package of four bills was announced. It seeks to address some of those shortcomings. It's legislation that was introduced by the state Senate Democrats. It allows employees to hold payroll companies liable for causing a worker to miss a paycheck and also establishes criminal penalties for intentionally misappropriating payroll funds. It would also require the State Department of Financial Services to conduct a study of payroll processors in New York. It was introduced by Senator Kevin Thomas of Long Island, who said he was flabbergasted to learn the payroll industry is largely self-regulated. That was the experience of many people when MyPayroll went down the tubes in September. The company's CEO is facing federal bank fraud charges.
There's been a series of violent incidents at Crossgates Mall, which is in the town of Guilderland, a suburb of Albany. But the issue now is Guilderland police want to do full-time patrols.
That mall is the biggest one in the region and had its share of violence over the years, including gunfire, brawls that have crashed into stores. And after a stabbing and car chase over the weekend, the Guilderland police confirmed that they've been talking to Crossgates Mall's owner's Pyramid Management about having patrols in there on a regular full-time basis. The hope is that it would deter unruly behavior and actual criminal conduct. Deputy Chief Curtis Cox of the Guilderland Police Department said an agreement is still being worked out. An announcement is expected in the short term. It's unclear if Pyramid is going to pay for the patrols or if taxpayers are going to pay for the patrols at the mall. The negotiation started before this weekend's brawl and before another one that went viral when a video was released around Christmas time that showed kids just brawling inside the mall, and then the fight spilled into the beef jerky outlet store. Displays were upended and punches were thrown. Guilderland police hope they can stop this from becoming a recurrent scene at Crossgates Mall.
Well, I'm sure you will be following this and following where that money's going to come from, because that could be the next fight.
Yeah, no doubt.
Mike Goodwin is the city editor of the Times Union. You can read more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Excellent. Thanks, Dave. See you later.